Oh, man.
That sounds nice.
Great, but it's a little early for spring, sadly. If it were springtime, our listener responses theme might be, based on a conversation we had yesterday on the program, it's called Returning to the Nest.
My name is Emily Sussman. I'm 30 years old, and I'm living with my parents, too, on Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
And we talked yesterday about the trend of adult children, you see, moving back with their parents. The AARP reports that about one-third of all 18 to 49-year-olds live at home. And we heard a bunch of stories like Emily's.
I'm a journalism student. I'm still finishing my master's, trying to do it long distance. And I'm living with my parents. And it's even worse than the woman who was on the air, because Cape Cod is mostly a retirement community, but they're very nice.
This is Julie from Norman, Oklahoma. I have a slightly different situation with my family. Both my mother and my mother-in-law moved in with me over the last 2 months. So it's two grandmas, my three-year-old daughter, and my husband and I in a three-bedroom house with one bathroom. And when you add in the younger sister-in-law of mine, the talk becomes even more complicated in terms of the division of labor. 17-year-olds don't seem to be very interested in contributing to the household. Otherwise, it's been a great experience, and I recommend intergenerational living to everyone.
Talk about numbers. Three-year-old daughter, husband, and I in a three-bedroom house with
one bathroom. One bathroom. That's the number that shocks me.
Barb in Denver posts to our site, thetakeaway.org, this story. My parents made it clear that I could always return home if needed. I left home for college at 17 and returned for 2 months while looking for housing at age 27. It was such a gift. It allowed me to take some risks so I could follow my dreams.
But moving back in, not always that great. Laura also posted to the site, thetakeaway.org. My sister and her husband recently welcomed their unemployed adult child back into their home, and it's been a very difficult process for all of them. I don't see a single advantage beyond the obvious, a parent's feeling of responsibility to provide housing for a child in need, no matter what the age. My sister spent her life being a daughter, sister, mother, wife, with all the responsibilities. When her offspring flew from the nest and it was at last empty, she began to enjoy being somewhat independent, but in taking her adult child back into her home, she has once again assumed the mommy role.
Extended family, extended headache. But there is some advice we got for people like Laura's sister.
This is Alan in Somers. The secret to having a young person back in the house is not to make it a parent-child relationship, but to make it a landlord-tenant relationship. That allows the child not to feel infantilized, and it allows the parents to not feel that supportive.
You know how to reach us at thetakeaway.org or 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And let's move on to a different kind of nest last night.
Good to be home, Kev. I'm Jay Leno, your host, at least for a while. So actually, we were off for the last couple of weeks. Kind of like the Russians at the Olympics. Woo, what happened to them? Yeah.
Jay's first night back at the Tonight Show. I know John Hockenberry was watching closely. He did get a warm welcome back from our listeners. Or maybe you were holding out, though, for Conan.
Hey, this is Matt from Myrtle's Inlet, South Carolina, and I'm voting for Conan O'Brien.
Definitely Conan O'Brien. Clever, witty, wonderful. Jay Leno, average, common, trite.
Takeaway listeners are with Coco.
That's the demo we want, babe. I'm telling you. Go with Coco.
We wish him well.
Reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post it to our website, thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.